Hi.
So, I thought I'd do a quick, like, Q&A thing, and then I'd probably do something after. I'm playing on my Xbox, so I'll do both. So, on we go with the questions. Now, first one out of the way, which I've kind of been asked, is, do I have a boyfriend? And the answer is, no. I don't have a boyfriend. It'd be cool to have one, but you know, I don't have one. What's the biggest lie you have ever told without getting caught? Right, so I was like in primary school, so I was young. I cut my hair underneath the table and blamed it on one of the boys that I didn't like because he was like really annoying and he liked getting everyone into trouble, so it was like, you know what, bitch? No. I mean, nothing ever happened. I was just like, he cut my hair. And then that was kind of like it. Do I have a kink? And if so, what is it? I'm going to tell you now, sit down, because there's a lot. But but no, I'll say like a handful. Hair pulling. Spit play kind of looks cool, but as we're in a pandemic, I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. I don't know, like getting tied sounds pretty cool, like BDSM and stuff like that, but not hard BDSM. I like watching it, but hard kind of looks a little, you know, violent. I've always kind of like had like a sexual fantasy, I guess. I don't know, like getting like tied down, but I like can't move, and then I have something like holding on to my vagina, obviously, and my significant other or whoever kind of like touching himself and stuff like that as I'm like trying to get out of the stuff I'm in. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah. What's the most surprising thing that has ever turned you on? Ooh. Well, would you say sexual awakening or something? Something that made me realize like, oh, that's kind of hot, is, okay, don't laugh. There's this film called Thunderpants, if I remember the name. Yeah, Thunderpants 2002. It's got Ron from Harry Potter in it. From what I remember, the main character, the Thunderpants guy, I don't fucking know. Kind of like, from what I remember, gets bullied, and then I think he gets tied up and then throws rocks at him or something. It was just kind of like, you know, the tying up bit that kind of was like, oh, okay. The first time I watched this film, I must have been about like 5. But yeah, so much other. But I guess that's like the first thing I remember. What's the meanest thing I've ever said to someone? Like, I don't want to say you know what? I'm not a mean person. And well, I don't think I'm a mean person. So if I have said anything mean, it's usually as a joke. Hopefully people understood it was a joke, and this is kind of like a serious one, I guess. What sexual activity do you consider totally off limits? Not wearing protection, because you don't want those diseases. Yes, I am classing kids as diseases. But wear protection, consent, obviously. What's the biggest romantic fail you have ever experienced? Well, when I'm talking, I kind of don't have a filter, so I'll just, like, if I trust you, I'll, blurt out anything and then not realize what I said until I said it. And then when I try and make more of a light about it, I kind of like dig myself in a bigger hole and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, but I've said it anyway. Is there a sexy scene from a movie or a TV show you want to recreate? Yeah, I guess I couldn't think about one from the top of my head, but probably. Do you like watching people touch themselves? I like porn or like relationships and stuff like that. Yeah, I think it's kind of like the hottest thing. Oh, my Xbox just came off. Yeah, I think it's like fucking hot and just like watching. I mean, like, that sounds like really creepy, like watching them. I don't know, just like moans or like silent moans. They're like a huge turn on. Like, yeah. Have you ever thought of recording a video of yourself doing the do? I mean, like, I don't feel comfortable in my body, but I guess most people are like that. No one's ever really seen me naked except from myself, obviously, because how else am I supposed to have a shower? But, you know, it's not off the table, I guess. Mm-mm. What else really turns you on? Neck kisses, slow kisses, whispering. Oh my fucking god, whispering. It just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah. Oh, I can't drive, so I guess I'll have to be in like the passenger seat. But when people are driving and, you know, the significant other is distracting them by like playing with them and stuff like that, I think that's like super hot. Top or bottom? Definitely bottom, but I'm up for a switch. Does being sneaky give you a thrill? Yeah, because it's kind of like you have to be quiet, but it's going to be super hard to keep it quiet if, you know, you can't be quiet. Have you ever had a crush on a teacher? I can say I have not. All my old teachers were like either bald, fat, one-legged. No, I mean probably like teaching assistants, but not nothing like really. Do you like of course, who the hell doesn't like cuddling? Like, if I had a significant other, that's all I'd really want to do. Or like they're playing video games and I can just kind of like sit on the lap and just go, hey, you want to cuddle now? What is your opinion of hickeys? Hickey me up. Is that a sentence? Hickey me up. Just, you know, just, it's ticklish, you know? What was your first adult experience? Someone ran out of money for a taxi, and I know this sounds like really, like, oh my god, fake taxi. No, I just had to give them some money so they could pay the taxi fare. So they didn't have to do the whole fake taxi experience. Rough or sensual? Both. Do you like sexting? I don't know why I said it like that. I mean, I've never sexted because that shit scares me. Because who knows, like, if it will get leaked and stuff like that. So I don't think so. And last one before I get to business. What do you think of when you pleasure yourself? It's a weird word, pleasure, isn't it? I usually like think of people. obviously. Like, my idea of, like, love and stuff like that, I don't know, it's weird to put into words, but, yeah, people, scenarios, situations, what ifs, you know, okay, now that's done. Sorry if that was long, guys, and kind of, like, not the answers you wanted and stuff like that. But let's get going to probably what everyone else is waiting for. Oh, hi, me again. Something else that really turns me on, which I absolutely love, is, like, the whole praising thing. Like, good girl, or well done, baby, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Recently I've been, like, getting called kitten, yeah. Okay, off we go. Please don't fall. Okay.
Yourself getting close. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to my Q&A and the thing after. He wants to do another Q&A. Send me more questions and stuff like that. Oh, I just need to catch my breath. Okay, Yuki out.